Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you already do roll call?
No, but everyone's here.
Hey, everyone's here. Wow. Okay, this is the time for public comment. Anybody has anything they'd like to say about what's on the agenda? Okay, that was quick. I need a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
All.
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. Minutes are approved. Need an approval for the agenda.
I'm making a motion we approve the agenda. Second.
Terry seconded. She's new. I didn't know her name.
Pretty okay. Good job.
Informational items. I'd like to receive a report from Sandy Valley Fire Department.
Yes, I am. Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Last month, 4 medical calls. He was pretty quiet. Thank you. A little different. County Fire's actually been finding some funding for stuff. A little while back, we got the new rescue. That was a big improvement. It's actually nice to have something that we can drive into places now. Something we don't have to worry if it's going to start when we actually show up to go on those calls. One of the big items that we just got that we are hoping to see in the valley this week is a brand new pumper. That's actually at the training center now. Our old truck is having equipment swapped over into it, so we should be able to pick that up sometime before the end of this week. Our old truck is actually going over to Good Springs, so it's going to be an upgrade for both stations. I don't know if anyone's seen the equipment they got sitting over there, but this is going to be big for both of us. Down the road, sometime before the end of the year, we should also be looking at a new squad, so our brush truck's going to be getting replaced also. Uh-huh. That leaves the water truck. I actually asked them to leave that water truck. So a couple of repairs need to be done on it, but short of that, I think we're actually sitting in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. So that's been a good thing for us. Other than that, I really don't have a whole lot more. If anyone's got anything for me.
Do we have a report from Metro?
Sure. Sergeant Dan Newberger from Las Vegas Metro. I don't have any of the fancy statistics for you this month because I didn't break them down yet. I apologize. Just to give you an update on where we're at, we had the recent shooting with Officer Pisansky. He's going to be off temporarily while they do the in-call investigation. Can't really speak on the investigation itself, but we'll be seeing some new bodies off and on. They boosted our minimum staffing by one body, so you'll see Officer Chuck Eaton in and around. You'll also see Officer Pat Walters during the day. Officer Walters is out here temporarily covering for Pete. He hopes to come out here full-time if an opening opens up for him. And other times when we don't have the staffing to cover the minimum two, you may see a patrol officer in TANs or driving an Explorer or even a Crown Vic at times. So just, you know, just be aware that we're out here. We're trying to keep everything in check. We've heard a couple complaints tonight about different issues. We'll try to work on those. We're always available via 311 or 911. Thanks for doing all the work that you guys do to report suspicious activity and crime to us. We do appreciate it. Do you guys have any questions before I walk away?
Approximately, where did that shooting occur?
Pete's shooting? Pete's officer involved shooting?
Yes.
That was at the Gold Strike in the rear parking lot.
So. Okay.
Remember the fellow over the news?
No.
Crazy guy with
the news. He don't get the news.
I didn't hear it. Missed it completely somehow.
Yeah. It was a guy that had a knife, and like I said, I can't go into all the details on it. I'm actually mm-hmm. privy to quite a few of them, but it's one of those. It was a very unfortunate incident. We get put in some very precarious positions sometimes, and sometimes the outcome is not what we desire. So, okay, thank you for your time.
Do we have a report from Sandy Valley School?
Just to let you know, they are going to be planning a dedication for the gym as soon as they can. It's in the works. There is a spring sports schedule back there, and also a March calendar. And we also have a website, sandyvalleyschool.com, that you can get all of our calendars and sports schedules from.
Do we have a report from Parks and Recreation?
No, Sean's not here tonight.
Oh, okay. That was short. It would be Megan's turn then.
Yes, it's me. I just wanted to make sure what I'm supposed to be talking about. Okay. The road work, and I think you saw that they came and did some more potholes that keep cropping up. So I try to call them in whenever I see them. If you see potholes on our paved roads, you can call them in or let me know, and you can get those called in. They usually respond within 1 or 2 days. The progress on Sandy Valley Road, there's still a negotiation with BLM, and we're hopeful that that's going to be wrapping up here pretty soon. The Terrible project in Jean has been kind of sitting for a little bit. The plans are in plan check, and it's just kind of been sitting there. They're working on some geotechnical studies for the ground and drainage stuff, but they're going to be gearing back up and moving forward with that, so hopefully that'll be coming pretty soon. And you may have seen me in my truck driving around the valley last Tuesday and today. It's been brought to our attention, there's been a loophole in our system where people can come and pull a 30-day well test permit to test their well, which is standard procedure and to do, but then they never do anything else and they develop a whole property on that 30-day permit, never get any more permits, never do anything else. So that means when you guys are paying your taxes, when you're doing things right, they are not contributing. And this is a practice that's pretty widespread with some development properties. So that's what I was looking around for. If somebody you know gets a letter about it, tell them just work with us, let us know. Some of it could be that they got the well test and decided not to develop the property, no problem. If they have brought in structures without permits, we're going to work with them to get those permitted. Some of them I saw today look like they are probably not safe, and that's the concern, is that if you aren't going through the proper channels, you're using power that wasn't supposed to be used for development of the property, it's supposed to be used for a well test, there could be some safety issues. So those are the concerns. So I got lots of looks when I was driving around, but that's what's going on. And tell anybody, if somebody makes a comment, I'm always, flagging down, I'm happy to stop and talk to anybody, which I met a couple great people today. Or on Tuesdays, I'm here. So if there's questions, come in and talk to me about it. I can help you out with it. And we don't want to, the intention is not to make anyone homeless, to ruin anyone's property, but it's to keep people safe. And a lot of people are working on improving their properties. I can see all around things are improving, and some of those are just degrading more and more because they aren't following the rules in any way. So that's what's going on with that. I have been talking to the Family Dollar people, and there is news on the horizon on that. I don't have anything on it yet, but next couple months we'll be talking more about that. So, any questions for me? Yes?
Hasn't their permit expired?
It's a new site, different site.
New site?
Yes, different site. So I can't give you any details, it's just a little.
Okay, new site, typical, new permit.
But yeah, new site, and so they'll pay you back. This site is already commercial. The other one wasn't.
Okay. Megan, yes. Do we know if when Terrible starts that project down there,
The Carol?
Carables.
Carol. No, we don't.
No, I'm just asking a question.
Sure.
Are we gonna have some way to come home from work without getting caught in that big congestion?
No, you don't get to come home. Of course,
talk to the guy with the helicopter.
One of the benefits of this Terribles project is we all know how the intersection gets congested. It's crazy when people try it in, they think they're never going to see a gas station again, and they back up because there's only like four pumps there. At this, the plans that came through and were approved, I think there's 96 pumps at this new location. It's going to be on the other side of the road, and they're working with NDOT, so that whole intersection is going to be reworked for movement in and out. Even just the 96 pumps, I think, is going to take a lot of that congestion out of there. So not only is this great for us for being able to have places to buy things, get gas, get sodas on the way home, that's what I like to do, and it's going to create jobs and everything, but it's going to really improve that whole intersection. So
I'm primarily referring to while and when they start the construction.
Right, and I don't know. I'm not a traffic engineer. Okay. I took traffic engineering college, my worst class. So I don't know. But I do know that it's NDOT, and they're widening up through Mountain Springs right now. Blue Diamond Road all the way up through Mountain Springs.
Yeah, and they're making that all like four lanes or something now.
But you still get through there. You know, it may, you know, slow you down a minute or two, but it's just going to be like any other kind of construction, road construction. It's going to be frustrating, but they're not going to not making out their home.
So, do you know what kind of plans they have for that intersection? Is it going to be stoplights? Is it going to be,
I didn't see that because that is, they do that after the concept of the project is approved, then they get into the nitty gritty with NDOT. But once they get a little closer, I can ask them to come out or ask them to send out a plan so we can see what that's going to look like.
Yeah, because it, like his concern, the 90 pumps is going to be great, but that's going to create a lot of traffic too. So I'm concerned that it's going to be hard for us coming and going in that intersection with the lights, with the, you know, with people coming back.
I don't think there's going to be any lights, but I don't know. But
the lights?
I don't know because it's just one thing now. So I don't know that, but I don't know that it'd get worse than this. Quite honestly,
No, but I'm saying if you've got the California traffic and you've got 90 pumps and 90 people getting coming in gas and getting coming in and out, that's a lot of people coming and going.
But I think those same 90.
They do that anyway.
I know.
There's only four pumps.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Having been working over there on Blue Diamond when they're doing all that construction, the bulk of the construction that impacts the traffic flow is done at night. So typically, and I'm talking 8-9 o'clock at night until 5 in the morning. So typically it won't affect your morning commute or evening commute back home. And also when you have 96 pumps there, the lot is gonna be so much bigger and the flow is gonna be so much better for 96 cars in and out of there.
Some kind of a controlled stoplight area that might be.
That's all up to NDOT and the traffic engineers that make.
Do we have any kind of input for that as a community?
No, I mean they have traffic engineers working on it, so they know your concerns. Believe me, before I moved out here, I took a video of one. Weekend of cars going around and all the craziness and sent it to them. They're aware of the situation. So,
I mean, we all aware of that now. I'm just trying to look forward.
I think we should let them do their job and we'll see what they do.
If you've, I don't know if you've noticed, but there are no two on-ramp, off-ramp setups, intersections that are the same anywhere. Traffic control engineers really, really enjoy doing that. They're not going to listen because that's their joy in life, to make something screwy and new that no one's ever dealt with.
No.
There are, and this is a different one, so it's going to be brand new. They're going to enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I was going to remind everybody, I drive a bus, and sometimes we have to go through a lot of construction areas in town. But you know what? The outcome is well worth the trouble you go through.
I'm not so much worried about the construction. I'm more worried about everything else. Okay, anything else?
Thank you, Megan.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you, Megan.
All right, let's move on.
The update on the restrooms and the bar.
The restrooms.
Any update on the restrooms and the park? Are we going to have a grand
opening? Yes, I forgot that part. Sorry. Yeah, well, the restrooms are done. Wow. Where have you been? The restrooms are all done. Yeah. And opened and ready for you to use. The park was approved because at our last meeting, they presented the plans and the park has been approved. Now it's getting down to discussing fixtures and backflow and all sorts of really detailed stuff. Commissioner Brager is committed, just like she said, the meeting committed to speeding that project up. It's not the date isn't supposed to be until October or November of 2018, and that is just not acceptable. So we are working diligently to speed that process up, and I would love to see it. It's not going to be for this summer, but I'd love to see it ready for next summer. So we're doing everything we can. There are, and I've been intimately involved in the process. I meet with the design team every week. It does take a long time. I hate to say it, and the county does slow things down, and I understand, but it does take a long time to do a project like this when there's so many balls in the air, so many things going on in different elements, and the well is a big part of it, and finding where that well's going to go, how it's going to work, when it's going to be drilled, all those things is very complicated. So, but it's moving along, and it was approved, so that was a big step in the process.
You have a question?
Oh, yes.
Is there any more money or for finishing the fencing on the ball court?
Now, this came up earlier. What fencing is not done?
From the backstop, so now down first base, third base, all the way up to where we can put in the new outfit fence. In other words, enclosing it.
Okay.
And leaving the gates for Flight for Life to be able to come in.
Okay. I don't believe so, but we can put that on the wish list.
Let's put that on, because it's been on the wish list. It just kind of goes away sometimes.
Okay. Well, I'll put it on.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next is planning and zoning. ORO Amigo Mining Company. What is it for ORO?
ORO Amigo.
ORO?
ORO.
Okay.
ORO. It's all hard to pronounce.
Okay. It was... all in capitals, so it's hard to tell whether it's a word or an acronym. Would you like to present your?
Sure.
We need to read the item.
Okay. It's a use permit for a recreational facility, outdoor shooting range, design and review for a recreational facility and accessory structures on 71 acres of RU, rural open land zone. Generally located 600 feet east of Kingston Road, 3.4 miles northeast of Quartz.
I guess you're not familiar with the area there.
Within Sandy Valley. What is SB/PB?
Just in case you want to know, that means that Susan Brager's district, right. Phil Blunt was the planner, and the MCB. I don't know who that is, but that's the public works person that reviewed the plan.
I'm so embarrassed. I should have known all that.
Yes, you should have. There'll be a test next time.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, my name's Solomon Loop, and I'm representing Flyson City and the four owners that are, you know, requesting this approval for the shooting range, the Oro Amigo Mine. The plan sort of is a small shooting range, you know, one, possibly two lanes, six people on the property at a time, and have people drive there to the up Kingston Road, which I know is always kind of a challenge sometimes, so we may end up driving them ourselves. All of our staff are NRA certified range officers, and they're also either EMTs or first aid. Emergency first aid certified. Our original plan was to have only our own fire firearms used at the property, as well as have the everyone supervised by a range officer on the facility. I've been approached by two people today and several others out on the property about having it open for the Sandy Valley community, which is something that we had talked about before, but we hadn't gotten much interest until it came quickly today. So that's changed for us. I talked to all four owners and we're very open to having it open to both other NRA-trained range officers to do training at, as well as the Sandy Valley community in general. It's an amazing piece of property. I've got the ability to become a facility that's unmatched in the county. There's not a lot of long range shooting ranges here in the county. As things kind of sit right now with the property, we did go out and post it about every 100 feet. There's a big sign that says shooting range, no entry. Please don't trespass. There is a gate there that's on the roadway that goes in. You can pretty much just step around it. It's for looks only. But there is a gate up there. But sort of the concern with that was that we had Good Springs ATVers driving up, and they were just kind of driving right onto the line. So we wanted to sort of let them know that things had changed there a little bit. Right now, we've got some targets set up, mostly on the southeast area of the property. Shooting would always be from away from town, of course. We were up here with Megan out at the airport out here, and we did some like little noise tests. I think Ken was there as well, and I couldn't hear it from the airport. I think Ken at one point was like,
"If you knew what you were listening for,
maybe."
But it's not anything that you would notice.
Yeah.
Well, and that day the shooting was from a helicopter. This is going to be on the ground, so I imagine the sound would even be less.
Yeah. Right now what we're using is steel reactive targets, but those of you that are shooters, you know that the target shooting ranges are always developing targets all the time. We probably have several different types of react area targets out there. Megan had asked us if we were going to have tannerite or explosives out there. Definitely not. that's not really kind of what we're going for there.
Well, that concern came from because of the terrible fires we had in Level Canyon last year were caused by exploding tannerite targets. So that's a valid concern.
And I think so too. And again, everybody—it's real popular that in the Las Vegas Valley, people want exploding cars and big fireballs and that kind of thing. And this is really more of a shooting facility for normal people to kind of walk up and use. Right, we use, a service bulletin or sort of some literature that's put out by the EPA on how guidelines on how to both take care of, you know, pollution on the property and the backstops, along with the NRA. They also produce some literature on guidelines for shooting ranges. We follow all of them, including all of that contamination guidelines, to make sure it all gets cleaned up properly. So we're following all of those. One of the other concerns that came up was firearms and the ammunition, which won't be stored on site. We are planning to have some cargo containers to sort of take care of the facility and for storage. However, it's going to be sort of a minimalist here in the beginning. So it's kind of a parking lot and a porta potty and some cargo containers for storage. Right now there isn't really a plan to, you know, put in sewer and plumbing, and there is electricity already on the property, but I don't think we're going to be tapping into it right off the gate. You know, we're looking for a recreational facility permit there. Seems to kind of fit with the sort of the land use plan down here in South County. One of the other concerns was, were we able to get in touch or emergency response on the property just in case we did have something go wrong? And, you know, we have Bob, who's my business partner, who's talked to, I think, both Dan and Metro as well. He's talked to both of them. There's cell service out there, so if we have a problem, we can definitely get in touch with somebody. Again, our people are trained for emergency response. We also have access to our own helicopter, so needed, we can respond fairly quickly. Realistically, though, it's Paul Mercy. That's kind of it. We have an established roadway by the BLM that goes to the property, and I'd love to answer any questions or concerns that you guys have.
Is there any concern with the school that it's probably only about 4 miles from the school? Is anybody?
Nobody's making voice.
You know, voice.
A 7mm Magnum will fly about 3.5 miles if you pointed it at that angle. That's a little out of range.
Well, I know they're shooting towards the mountain,
I'm talking about even if he turned around and shot at the school, he couldn't hit it.
All applications that come in through the planning process, a copy of the application goes to the school district for input, and there was no input on this one, so there must not be a concern.
One of the things that we're really hoping for is the facility will be used a little bit more by the community here instead of randomly out in the desert for safety.
Like they are across the hill and they've trashed that whole area?
I heard that earlier today.
That is my biggest concern. I am so aggravated. Every time I drive by there, I just want to set some trash bags out there with a huge sign that says clean up after yourself. It is so bad over there now. And in less than a year, they have completely destroyed 9 miles over there. It's horrible.
And I suspect that the BLM will eventually close that. Yeah. You're talking about the Sloan Road area.
Yeah.
There, mm-hmm. And they will eventually. I mean, people are taking TVs out there.
Oh, it's horrible.
So that's again one of the things we're definitely trying to avoid.
So is this a club?
I'm sorry?
Is this like a club or a type of thing?
It's owned by a private LLC right now. Again, for the local community, we're pretty open to having it accessible. I mean, I suspect that it'll probably be during business hours that we're not using it. We usually don't get there until 9 in the morning. It's sort of the plan now. We're done by 3 o'clock. So it would be available both in the mornings and the evenings probably.
Is there any kind of, I'm just curious, the amount of traffic that it's going to bring into the valley and come up over that hill? Mm-hmm. And then if the people that are using it, how are they, lack of better word, are they vetted? Or what is the kind of person that, is it, can anybody just walk in there and use it? Or is it, do you have to go through something? Do you have to permit?
Okay,
or what?
Again, this is one that we've just entertained recently because I've gotten this input from the community that they want to possibly use our facility. I think for local residents, it would be the club style where we have you check in and, you know,
have
a club pass, so we have a name, address, phone number, you know who you are kind of thing. Anyone else that would be using it outside of the Sandy Valley community, possibly this spring, the local people, would be our customers from Las Vegas, and we vet them the same way. So the name, address, phone number, a lot of them are Japanese, or they're Canadian, or they're from other countries, and they don't have access to firearms, so it's really an exciting thing for them to come and do. Small groups of 6 people, we'd probably be driving most of them out ourselves. So it'd be probably a single cargo van would be...
Once a day?
Probably 4 times a day at the very maximum.
Yes. Would you be opening it up to other tour groups?
That is a very good question. I don't really see why not. I'm sure that
there's
for other
venue, that's a possibility.
And it is. Well, and again, it is owned by 4 partners, and we are a business, so we don't mind charging other people for use of the facility. Yeah.
Are you talking about using like Uzis or machine guns and stuff?
I don't want to say yes because I hear the tentative nature of your voice. the plan right now was for the AR-15 as our standard shooting platform, which is unfortunately one of those really ugly looking weapons that's not a bolt action that gets a lot of news. It is just a normal semi-automatic rifle, just like any other rifle would be. However, again, a lot of the other tour groups would want a variety of weapons, probably not an Uzi exactly, really awful guns, but...
No tanks.
No, definitely no tanks. No bazookas, no exploding things.
You don't have 50 cal round?
I don't see why not. We would definitely need to make sure the facility is ready for something like that.
What kind of ranges are you talking about?
Well, it's a 71 acre piece of property. It's pretty mountainous. So probably for the longer ranges, we have people hike up to a certain point where they can shoot across the valley.
Yeah.
For the long range, much like Boulder City Shooting Range does right now, where they have specific days for the super long shots, and then the other one would be probably the normal 25.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Approximately how far are the super long shots?
About 300 yards. Yeah.
That's super long? Okay.
Not really. That's getting there. That's really sort of the maximum, you know.
That's the long way without going to Boulder City.
Yeah. Well, and the challenge that we have, of course, with this piece of property is it is very mountainous, right? Mm-hmm. And safety is a huge concern, you know, for us. We don't really want people walking in from into the desert and taking their 50 cals and lobbing them, you know, as far as they can over the hill. So the facility does need to be developed to handle the longer ranges for sure.
So if you guys weren't there, right, and it's after 3 o'clock, you know, just about anybody could sneak on, for lack of a better word?
Again, it's posted no trespassing right now.
Right.
There is a gate there, so you wouldn't be able to just drive up. Given the kind of input that we've gotten tonight and the enthusiasm for the bullet from the Sandy Valley community, I think that we would have a range officer there. So
those are things that don't need to be worked out because this just came up within the last hour.
Yeah.
So those are things that have to be discussed.
Yeah, we had one person actually come up to the property today from the local community and start asking questions and, hey, can I come here? He was here earlier tonight. Beer.
Oh yeah. No.
And then there's been a couple of fires just today. It's not really what we planned for it, but we have connections into the community as well. One of the owners is his brother-in-law is.
No, his
sister-in-law. Well, I was thinking of Dub. I don't know who Dub is. I forget. Timberlake, right? Dub Timberlake. Mm-hmm. And then, he's excited to have us here for sure.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's 8 o'clock at night and it's dark and I see lights up there and somebody's popping.
Mm-hmm. I would probably say call Metro. It's
all around. It's been posted that we can't go out and just shoot anymore.
Yeah.
In the valley.
Well, it sounds like it would be a
recreational facility that goes through this process is exempt from those conditions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just pick up their moment.
Oh, no. And my concern too is you're going to have control. The people that come out to your facility, you'll have control of them coming and going. People won't just randomly be able to drive out and use your facility. Because my only concern is we have wildlife up there, and I would hate to see somebody get a bright idea that they could.
I've seen bighorn sheep up there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's you know.
Yeah.
You know, again, if it's the club system where everyone signs on to it, there's not really anything for anyone to steal or hurt up there. If it's a local person, I think that there's probably a gate code system that we could use if there wasn't.
That's not necessarily what we're talking about.
Right.
Because they come through the pass, sometimes you see the bighorn sheep,
right.
And I don't.
You don't want people like, hey.
Exactly.
Yeah, coaching. And the only other people besides local residents that would be up there are going to be with a range officer the whole time they're here. So there wouldn't be.
The residents need to have something too.
Hooligans, I guess. Coaching, bighorn sheep.
All the residents have to be hooligans.
But they can do that now.
Yeah, they can do that now.
but again, concerns like that is one of the reasons that we're here. Any questions you guys have about stuff like that?
I think it's important that what we're voting on right now tonight mm-hmm. is to recommend to the county planning department what's in here. So I think we've kind of gotten away from that here right. Because I think that would be something you would need to come back if it makes it to the next step, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which is true.
Yeah.
You mentioned 6 lanes, running.
Well, possibly, yeah, 6 lanes. So it would be a 25 foot you know, sorry, a 25 yard range with three tables on it, or three individual lanes.
Per lane?
No, total. So we would have six people could possibly come out and shoot on the two lanes, and then.
So it's basically, what I'm referring to is Boulder City, for instance.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so in Boulder City, they just carve out, you know, the side of the mountain, their shooting ranges.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they have the capability of, because you go into mountains on the side. So when you fire, use your firearm, you're hitting dirt banks, mm-hmm. if you miss the targets, of course.
Yeah.
So there, they have tables in each one across. So that it can come, well, there's going to accommodate, I don't know, eight people plus.
Yeah.
But their cells, individual cells, carved into the mountain. So I'm trying to get an idea. Is that what you're going to do also?
Yeah, they're similar. Fortunately, with the mountains and the way that the property is, that happens naturally right now. So there's several locations, especially in the Wash, that are already set up for that kind of land. Or the plan is not to bring in a huge grader and carve out huge spots in the rock. It's to use what the natural topography is right now, plus some sand to catch for the lead processing, because we don't want the lead just leaching into the ground. Mm-hmm. Every 100,000 rounds, you have to go out there and sift through all the sand to make sure that you get it all out. But we're really anticipating two lanes accommodating really three people each, not a huge facility like Boulder City.
Great, because another idea too for the locals would be, you know, in slow times, if you're waiting for traffic to come in, let's say, from Las Vegas, you know, to maybe we get some reserve time. We can yeah. reserve a lane.
Yeah, that would be easy, for sure. Again, this is sort of my first time under this, in the shooting range.
I'm just wondering some of your plans for collateral damage. Are you going to finish chain link fencing all 71 acres? Because I don't know of too many big horde sheep that are literate enough to read no trespassing.
Yeah, no, actually we weren't planning. It's extremely mountainous up there. Somebody would really have to try and walk onto the property.
Well, the sheep, and that is part of their range.
It is. We were planning on it. It's clearing the range just like any range safety system. You always check what your target is and what's behind it, so you wouldn't accidentally shoot something that you're not planning on.
Also, I took a ride up there. There's a Nevada power line going through the back of the property where a bullet just slightly elevated or ricocheting could take out a quarter of Sandy Valley's power for...
It could. We've actually been in contact with ND Energy, I think is the one that has that line.
Yeah.
And we talked with both, we had their engineers out there as well. We're still in discussion about possibly repositioning it. The power line, and it actually runs right through the property. It goes right across here.
Yeah.
And right now the plan is to not obviously shoot the power lines out. Or
about a charger on Valley Electric anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to get rid of it, then we can always accommodate.
That power line goes right across that ridge, doesn't it?
Well, it kind of goes, there's a pass right here. Let's see if I got a bigger blow up. This is probably the best one. It actually comes through the kind of the low spot on the back here, back side here. I don't know if you can hold this up so everyone can see. It comes across the backside, kind of the low spot right here. It comes up from the road and then cuts into the hillside, up down the hill, and then goes basically right up the Wash to the top of this hill. So it kind of goes across, little bit of a jog across the property.
Are you going to also request a helipad in there, or are you going to improve that road? Because I drove out there the other day with a four-wheel drive Jeep.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to transport any six people in.
We're definitely going to have to take care of the road.
Yeah.
That's for sure. The Kingston Road itself is
that's passable.
Yeah. As soon as you come off Kingston Road, this deal on the access road is even pretty good up until you cross this first wash.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. It's four-wheel drive only, really. Most of the roadway up to the parking area that we have right now is not bad. There's only a couple of spots that have really bad ruts.
Well, I didn't want to trespass, so I stopped short and that's when I took the pictures.
All right.
But
all right. Let's see what let's see what he's got. Excellent. No, for sure. Well, and this is actually a great picture because it's kind of too bad it's not wider. Because on either side of this fence, it's a telephone pole that holds the fence up. There's nothing. You can just step around it. But it does have our phone number on there. For example, it's already got our information on there. It's got our, you know, no live fire, shooting range, private property, no trespassing. Got the no trespassing regulation, NRS on there. And then it's got our contact phone number. So if anybody had anything, you know, is up there and they want to get in touch with us, please. Feel free to give us a call.
How late will you answer that phone call in case they call at 2 a.m.?
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Well, but your phone number comes across the metro.
But here's the thing, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I can see somebody go out there and shooting. Yeah. So if I need to get a hold of you because you're the victim of the trespass somebody, I can't do it without your say so.
I would say on that back table as well, there's my business card, it's got my cell phone number. Please, anytime you guys need to get in touch, feel free. That phone is usually manned until 10, the phone number that's on there. And then somebody's always on the line for this particular facility.
So, and then are you the same outfit that asked for the heliport off of Sandy Valley Road to the FAA? Because that's out of our area jurisdiction. Oh,
Sandy Valley Road. I don't think that was us.
There's the paved road in and out, and off to the right, is a big circle with an H in it, and the FAA says it's been applied for a heliport.
That's not us. I mean, we are a helicopter company. We'd love to have a heliport on this facility. It's a step-by-step process, though. Obviously, we're not.
I don't know what that one is, and it has not come through our office.
No.
So
well, I was thinking because he's saying if he's going to count on helicopter access for emergency medical or for transporting, till they get that road improved.
So this is just sort of an information thing for everybody. The way that the FAA reads the regulations is you can do anything in emergency. Metro can kind of attest to that. The local, if we have an emergency and somebody's hurt, county regs, you know, everything goes out the window. We can do whatever we need to meet that emergency. Beyond that, you can have privately, you can have 10 takeoffs and landings on private property without up to 30 times in a month without any official heliport landing spot. Commercially, it turns into a whole different thing, especially with your county. We would never do anything like that. You know, we're really looking for, you know, it's one of the reasons that I'm here. We're really looking for community approval. But at the same time, we were here with Megan earlier for the Sandy Valley Airport, talking with Dick about getting some commercial space down there, and the county was very dead set against it. So we're kind of at an impasse right now with that. How's the where is this heliport, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
If you're going out of Sandy Valley on the paved road, mm-hmm. where it makes the major bend to the left, there's a little road off to the right, and about a quarter of a mile in, they've leveled and made a circle with a red H on it.
Now, Ken, is that the fire station heliport that they're putting over there?
No.
Nothing? Some guy just...
That's for the PFC. I think that's for the PFC shooting range, the one that we talked about earlier.
Oh, is that PFC?
Because they have flown helicopters in and out of that.
There's not a paved road there, though.
But no, it's off the paved road. He's talking about a quarter mile off the paved road where they've cut it into the dirt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they'll be coming through, but that's not a part of their application, so.
That would be the only other helipad or
helipad. Well, if they're going to get a helipad, they have to come through plan. So they would come through here.
Because PFC is from an Indy 500, and they've used that on. That's the only other helicopter that's been on the valley that can fly for life for the most part.
I'll give you, I guess, the physical card for that guy.
Oh, the PFC.
Ken?
Honestly, everything I've heard said here, it doesn't sound bad. I've been to other public ranges, and you know, you've got cattle that are walking out onto the range, everything else. So as far as a couple of sheep going out there, anywhere you go, you're going to be dealing with the shooters, and they have to be responsible.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if they're taking aim at animals and they're doing illegal activities, they need to be removed out of there, and they need to be prosecuted. But as far as everything here, it sounds like they're trying to do this right. I mean, it really just needs to be voted on, I think.
And we really have no tolerance policy when it comes to breaking NRA standards and stuff.
I was just concerned that there would be more traffic of people coming in and out there. If you're going to be pretty much escorting people in and out of your facility, then you obviously will have control over it.
It's only our people, yeah.
Are you leasing the property you own your property?
We have a lease option to buy right now. So we have a 1 year sort of option, long escrow, to make sure that, you know, communities like this want us, for one, you know. So
this facility going to be public, or is it going to be some club you have to join?
I'm gonna guess it's going to be a club that you're gonna have to join, mostly because we want to be able to sort of control just anybody that walks up there. But don't worry, the fees will be very reasonable, especially for local residents with 50 cal round.
Would this be the kind of thing where we've got a 4-H shooting sports program? Would this be the kind of thing where the kids could shoot with their leader, who is that tall guy right there?
Well, I
think so. Actually, in your earlier meeting, I wanted to jump up and say, like, hey, if you guys are looking for something for the 4th of July parade, helicopter rides are always fun.
Right?
But I mean, we're not really, I just didn't really feel like that's the place yet. in with the community. But yeah, for sure. I mean, that is definitely one of the perfect uses for this.
Just one note, helicopters and horses don't get along, so you don't want to have that anywhere near the parade. We had an airplane buzz the parade one time. Several people got hurt.
We'll definitely skip that then.
Yeah.
I was
they're thinking about fundraising.
They were talking about raising a fundraiser. I bet you we could donate a couple helicopter rides in the fundraiser, but I wasn't thinking.
The horses are put away.
We have a really nice simulator that's got a, you know, that we have on the back of a truck. That might be a really appropriate for the parade. It's pretty fun.
Okay. Well, has everybody heard what they need to hear? All in favor of, do I have a motion to pass this?
I move that this be approved.
And I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Thank you. Benny keeps telling me to move my wife and kids here, so
yes.
You guys might see it. Okay. Okay. A lot more.
I've been working on it.
Okay, comments by the general public. This is a period where you can devote to comments by the general public on matters. Relevant to the board's and council's jurisdiction, but no vote can be taken on what's going on or what you discuss.
I'm always confused. Is this where we talk about what's going on
yes.
in the community?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So I just wanted to let everybody know on the 25th at the fire station from 10 to 1, the 4-H group will be giving free car washes out. So just to thank everybody for their support during the big celebration.
What if somebody would like to make you can have a donation jar?
I think the treasurer would not turn you away. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is community service and thanking the community for their support. So,
if you want to donate, then
I'm going to turn it
away.
Okay.
Right.
You might have to go around the corner.
Does anybody want to mention the breakfast on Saturday?
I'll make it. Saturday the 18th is pancake breakfast from 8 to 10:30, and on the following Monday on the 20th is coffee donuts from 8 to 10:30. That's all. At the North, at the Senior Center. Somebody said they were serving eggs, but I never heard that. I just got back from my vacation.
That's what Susie told us.
Another 50 cents per
egg. So if they surprise you with eggs, that's a plus.
Eggs on. It's already said.
Did you have something to say?
Who?
You.
Yeah, the seniors are going to have eggs as an option.
Oh, okay.
I actually had something else to add. On the table back there is my business card, and it's got my phone number on it. If anyone would like to see what's going on up there, or you want to use the facility, or anything at all, please get in touch with me. Come check it out. Stay in touch.
Okay.
Now, if these folks are going to get hungry, you're going to like refer them down here, right? Because we're going to have a little restaurant open, and the bar has a snack shack.
Yeah.
You know, and we got great pizza.
Well, we would like to bring more and more people into the community for sure.
That would be nice.
I have gotten some resistance to that, to bring tourists into Sandy Valley, and I've gotten a really mixed message.
We always have a few that don't want to develop our community.
It's interesting though, because a lot of it's from the county side. It's not from, it's from Clark County. It's not from Sandy Valley community here.
Just don't bring them to the bar before they go shoot. Any more comments?
Yes, I have a comment.
What?
I would like everyone to know that I am taking any kind of donations that you want to give for the Easter baskets. I need like the little box drinks, or like little bags of chips, or little granola bars, any candy, you know, bad candy that's wrapped that you would like to donate, the little plastic Easter eggs, that's those that they would like to donate. I'm game, I'll take all of it. Just drop it off down at the Trails Inn and say it's for Charlotte. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Next meeting is April 11th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's go home.
Ouch. I made it to the
I know! Woo!